Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Kehilim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned Brachos Asher Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezech Refan Yosef Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now in this Mishnah we're going to be learning about Kehilim that even though in general they're not Mekabel Toma because they don't have a base kibul, these Kehilim are going to be Mekabel Toma because they're made by Ramaim, by swindlers, by cheaters, and therefore there's a hidden compartment, and so it's considered like it has a base kibul, so it could be Mekabel Toma. What are the first two? Kenim Uznayim v'hamachik sheshlem base kibul matachos, the staff or the rod of a scale, and the machik, which is the scraper or smoother outer that have a base kibul for metal, those could be Mekabel Toma. What's this referring to? So Kenim Uznayim, which is the pole of a scale, is referring to the old school balance scale. It has a pole that's in the middle, and generally it's just a plain pole, but what Ramaim would do is they would hollow it out to be able to put a weight inside, and then they could tap it, pushing the weight to whichever side of the scale they want in order to make it heavier or lighter. So that's one. And a machik is a scraper. What's this? So when a person went to store to buy something, they would have their kli of, let's say, a cup. It would be filled with, let's say, flour. That flour was heaped over the top, and then they would take a machik, a scraper, to just smooth it out so it's a nice, smooth, perfectly even cup of flour. Now, if something very light was used, so that means there's still going to be a little bit of flour heaped over the edge. That's going to be bad for the seller, good for the buyer. If something very heavy was used, such as metal, so that's going to push the flour down, and that's going to be good for the seller, bad for the buyer. So the proper way to make this machak is out of a certain type of wood, olive wood or something else, and that's the perfect weight. So what these ramayim would do is they would make it out of the proper wood, they would hollow it out though, and then put a weight inside. So when they were the seller and they wanted it to press down more on what they were selling, they would slip the weight inside, and when they were the buyer, they would take the weight out. So even though it looked like the proper type of wood scraper, it really was actually much lighter, and they would end up receiving more than they were supposed to. Either between both these situations, this thing was hollowed out. It has a secret compartment, so it's considered base kibul. Going on to another one, v'ha'isel. This is the pole that laborers or porters used to carry around, put stuff on it, use it for schlepping different things. Shish base kibul mois. If it was hollowed out with a secret compartment to put money in, they would get paid by the baal bias, by the fellow whom they were working for. They would slip the money into the secret compartment and then later on claim, you never paid me. Also, v'kanishel ani shish base kibul mayim. The walking staff or the cane of a poor person that has secret compartment for water, this fellow would pretend that he's starving and he's hungry and thirsty, and when no one was watching him, he would secretly drink out of his cane. And makel sheish by base kibul mezuzah margalios, a staff that had a hollow compartment for pearls and a mezuzah, people who want to evade tax would hollow out their walking staffs, put pearls and gems inside, then put a mezuzah on the top. And when the taxman would see this compartment, the fellow would say, oh, I just have a mezuzah there, it's for watching over me when I'm in my travels, and they wouldn't notice the pearls and whatnot underneath. So all these harei lutamein, they're edul mekabel toma because they have a base kibul. And valkulan amar b'yechem zakai, in regards to all these things, Rabbi Zakai said, Oilim Oimar, woe to me if I say these dinim, because now I might be teaching people how to go about tricking others. But also, Oilim Loi Oimar, woe to me if I don't teach it, because if I don't let the Ramayim know that Talmidei Chachamim are on their game and they know everything that's going on, then these tricksters and cheaters might try to even think of more tricks to treat people with, and therefore they have to realize that the Talmidei Chachamim are really on it. Now, bottom line is, why did he teach it? We do have a Mishnah. The answer is, we have a Pasuk, Ki Yisharm Darkei Hashem. The ways of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim Yelchubam, Tzadikim will go in them, Upayshim Yikashlubam, and sinners will stumble in them. In other words, you have to teach Torah because Torah is straight and honest. Tzadikim are going to follow what they're supposed to, and Upayshim, sinners, what could you do about it? But you still have to teach Torah. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, describe more Kalim. Tachtes Hatsarfim Temeya, Vishal Nafachim Tahira. Now, what's this Tachtes? So it's translated as an under tray of sorts, and we're dealing with Tsarfim, which is silver and goldsmiths. This is Mekabel Toma. It has a base kibul. It's meant for catching all the little extra pieces of gold and silver that fall off or they get scraped or knocked off when they're working with it. And since it's meant to hold this gold and silver, it's a Mekabel Toma. But Nafachim, blacksmiths, their tachtis, their under tray, even though it does have a base kibul, it's not meant for holding anything. And even if a piece of metal or iron falls inside, it's not very valuable, so it's not really meant to be a base kibul. Therefore, they're not Mekabel Toma. What about the following? Mashchazes, a sharpener. This is referring to a board that was meant for sharpening knives. So sheyesh ba'base kibul shemen, if it has a little hollow in it for putting oil in, that helps with the sharpening process. Tameis, it's not Mekabel Toma because it has a base kibul. But v'she'emba, if it doesn't have a base kibul, tairus is not Mekabel Toma. On to another one, Pinkas, a wax tablet. This is basically a tablet that had wax smeared on it. Storekeepers and money changers would use to write down what people bought from them or how much people owe them. So sheyesh ba'base kibul shaiva, if it has a base kibul for the wax, which means it has a little lip of sorts, tameis is not Mekabel Toma. But v'she'emba, if it doesn't have, tahar, it's not Mekabel Toma. More discussions, machzel sakash u'shrefer sakash, a mat made out of straw or a tube made out of straw. The mat is meant for sitting on, and the tube has a little base kibul. So Rabbi Kiva Matama, Rabbi Kiva says Mekabel makabel tuma. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Matar says not makabel tuma, and their machlokes is whether this is something which is going to last. Is it durable? Is it strong? According to Rabbi Kiva, yes, so it's makabel tuma. According to Rabbi Yochanan Matar, no, so it's not makabel tuma. And Rabbi Shimon Aimer, he adds on afshal pakuas keitzabahen. The same thing is with gourd. The stem of the gourd is hollow. It has somewhat of a base kibul. If one makes a mat or he uses it as a straw, it would be the same machlokes. Now machzal is kanim v'shal chelef tahira. A mat made out of reeds or of chelef, which is like marsh grasses of sorts, that's not makabel tuma. That's because these are very uncomfortable for sitting on, and therefore they're not considered like regular kelim, so they're not makabel tuma if a dead sheretz touches them. However, if they were at the end of the day made for sitting on, so they are going to makabel tumas mishkuv v'mayshav, which is this high level tuma of a zav. Last, he says mishnah shaveres hakana shachatach lekabalah. If a person took a reed tube and he cut it intending to use it as a holding thing of sorts, for example, he took a reed tube, cut it in half, now he's able to put makeup inside, tahira, it's not makabel tuma ad shiyotzi is kol hakochai, until he removes all the kochai. What's kochai? So this is translated as pith, P-I-T-H. It's basically some sort of thin white matter that's found inside the reed. If that had not yet been removed, so this reed tube is not able to makabel tuma, even though it technically could be used, since it's an unfinished kli, because he hasn't removed the kochai yet, so it can't be makabel tuma. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.